What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
7:15. Today's going to be nice and spring-like on this Cinco de Mayo, but then we got some a chance for some heavy weather coming in tomorrow and primarily, well, actually tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, all 3 days, maybe some street flooding, those kind of things. Friday, really, through the week, now that I look at it, and highs around 80, so it's going to be a wet, rainy week, and we'll have to make sure that all the pumps are turned on and the power's working and everything else. But either way, we live underwater, and you need to remember that when it rains. Dr. Lucio Mille joins us now, director of LSU LCMC Health Cancer Center, to talk about Cancer Awareness Month. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am okay, sir. It is actually World Cancer Research Month, and we're going to talk about where treatments stand now, the importance of funding new research, and how AI is helping with early detection. Doctor, let's start with some of the advancements, maybe like 10 years ago, things that have changed in 10, 15, 20 years, where people now, if they had gotten the diagnosis then, would not be in such good shape, and things are different now.
Well, the two biggest changes in terms of treatment have been precision oncology and immunotherapy. Precision oncology consists in looking at what genes are mutated, changed in a specific cancer from a specific patient, and choosing treatment based on that. This is now routine, and if that was not the case 10 years ago, and it would have been science fiction 30 years ago. Mm. Immunotherapy consists of stimulating the patient's immune system to more actively fight cancer. That's a result of decades of immunology research that started in the 90s. And by now, it's standard of care. Multiple cancers are treated with so-called checkpoint inhibitors. These are things that take the brakes off the immune system so that the immune system can attack cancers more effectively. I just heard yesterday from a dear friend of mine. He's receiving immunotherapy. He's got a diagnosis that would have killed him rapidly, and he's responding beautifully. Mm. So things are changing, and they're changing pretty dramatically. Since 1991, the number of cancer, the mortality from cancer has decreased by a third.
Wow. And the reason for that is research and well-funded research, doctor?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So when I went to medical school, all we knew about cancer is what you could see under a microscope. There has been a technological revolution that's entirely due to research. The molecular genetics revolution, the immunology revolution, and now AI. I just came from the conference of the American Association for Cancer Research. 22,000 scientists and doctors joined together in Chicago to talk about the latest discoveries. And one of the most exciting talks was an AI algorithm that is trained to read slides. You know, when somebody has cancer, you do a biopsy, you cut a thin slice of the tumor and you look at it under the microscope, what a human can see is just cells. But when you train an AI to correlate the appearance of that tumor with the genetic changes that that thousands and thousands of tumors that look like that have, the AI can look at the slide and predict what you should be treating that patient with. As I said, this would have been Star Trek stuff when I went to medical school, and it's all due to research primarily funded by the National Cancer.
So to make this extremely simpler than it really is, it would be a tantamount, Doc, with the AI to, rather than having a person go through, okay, this photo is of this person and going through this photo one at a time and flipping them over till you find one that matches. Yeah. The AI does it, goes through millions of them instantly, pretty much. Yes?
That's exactly right. And it's being taught to recognize new features by studying millions and millions of cases. It contains a lot more in its memory than any human can.
It's amazing. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Talking to Dr. Lucio Malay, director of the LSU LCMC Health Cancer Center. It is World Cancer Research Month, and you heard him talk about some of the breakthroughs with and where treatments stand now. If you have any questions or comments, the Oakland Heart Jeweler text me line is open at 504-260-1870. We'll talk about different types of cancers and are there more gains in one area than the other and where the work still needs to be done when we return. 720, traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, May, and today is May 5th. May is World Cancer Research Month, and we're talking with our friend Dr. Lucio Malay, the director of the LSU LCMC Health Cancer Center, about some of the advances that have been made, how AI has helped significantly. Doctor texted in about pancreatic cancer, and I had mentioned before the break we were talking about different types of cancers and where work still needs to be done and where a lot of progress has been made, and I'll leave it after this to you to explain. Are there areas of cancer research that are doing better than others?
Yes. So the best defense against cancer is finding it early. We know how to find certain cancers early because there are validated screenings, for example, breast cancer, colon cancer, cancer of the uterine cervix. These are all things we can screen for. The most difficult ones are cancers that are hard to screen and that don't give symptoms until it's too late. Pancreatic cancer is one of them. Brain cancer is another. What's going on in that field is two things that are very exciting. One is looking for tiny amounts of tumor DNA in the blood of patients. It's like a needle in a haystack because the blood contains a lot of normal DNA. So there are technologies that are being developed now that can distinguish tumor DNA from the normal DNA and tell you, aha, there's something going on here. Now, we know from all the research that has been going on until now, what are the most common mutations in genes in pancreatic cancer? So that should alert physicians that maybe there's something going on in the pancreas, and then you can start doing imaging, MRIs, and other diagnostic procedures. You can't screen for it with a simple technology, but you can look for tumor DNA in the blood. There are a few tests that are already on the market and better ones that are being developed. In terms of treatment, one of the most exciting news was a trial of a combination of personalized cancer vaccines for pancreatic cancer. It basically involves this: taking the tumor out, reading the genes in the tumor to figure out which ones are changed, and then making a mixture of vaccines against the things that are changed in that particular tumor and giving it to the patient. That trial happened a couple of years ago, and it gave quite striking results. So that's an area of very active development.
I know this is a general question, but I'm getting a lot of texts about pancreatic cancer. I know people that have died of pancreatic cancer. It seems as though
I do too.
It's not. I don't know if it's hard to treat. I don't know if it's because, as you're saying, and that's what I'm asking now, because it's hard to diagnose and it's advanced. But is that about the worst type of cancer you can get, pancreatic cancer? And why do so many people die so quickly from pancreatic cancer? I guess the question.
Yeah, it is. It is one of the worst, and part of the reason, as I said, it can't be diagnosed easily. The other one is that pancreatic cancers have a lot of connective tissue. So the cancer cells are buried in a big wall of hard fibrous tissue. Mm. So reaching them with medication is harder than it is for other cancers. Now, we do know some risk factors for pancreatic cancers that can limit our risk. One of them is excessive use of alcohol, smoking, obesity. All these things can increase our risk of pancreatic cancer. As I said, the best hope is much earlier diagnosis by looking for tumor DNA in blood.
So should people be checked for that or screened for that? I don't know if you would call it pancreatic cancer screening. What would you advise people, Doc?
Mass screening isn't ready yet. We need more research. But there are a few products that screen for tumor DNA that are already available. They are good, but not fantastic. You need enough tumor DNA to detect it. And there are products that are being researched right now that can really look for few molecules of
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tumor DNA in blood, and these are going to be revolutionary in terms of our ability to detect it early.
Thank you,
as
sir.
As I said, the best defense is finding it early.
I appreciate your time. I really do. In a healthy lifestyle, Dr. Lucio Mille, director of the LSU LCMC Health Cancer Center. Some good news in the world of cancer research. Some not so good news when it comes to pancreatic cancer. We'll take a break. Come back. Take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa, president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Somebody texted in and wanted to know about somebody to talk about tariffs and why they could work. Well, Mark's going to do that when we return. Time now, WWL First News. 7:45, quarter till 8, Monday morning. That means time to take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa, president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. One of the reasons we drafted Mark was because of his flexibility and the fact that he's always available. He's always on the field. You can't play with who you don't have, right? But he's extremely flexible as well, because today we're going to talk about some stuff, and we still will, about GDP and inflation numbers and so forth. But Mark is going to take on tariffs and China and what's going on there, because somebody texted in and said something to the effect of, would you find somebody that thinks tariffs can work, or Everybody talks about tariffs not working. Can you find a financial guy that thinks they're going to work? So talk about tariffs in China and all that, Mark, if you will, please.
Tommy, what I think is a big thing, I don't hold myself out as a tariff expert, but I think if Trump wants to be a transformational president, and I think a lot of us could call him that, and he wanted to tackle a lot of things in the economy, and he needs to do it in a way that it can come out of his office and not go through Congress. So he's one of the few, I think, economic levers that he wants to pull, and he's putting a lot of pressure against Powell to lower interest rates, for instance. If it was up to him, he would have lowered them, whether it was time to do it or not. But the government is separated sufficiently that he doesn't have everything at his disposal. Tariffs are one. But what I think is a bigger thing, you had an economist on a little earlier this morning talking about the value of the dollar and all these things. So what about the deficit? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the other thing that Trump said. He wanted to balance the budget eventually, get the deficits under control, because if anything's out of control, it's that. We're the largest economy in the world, and we're running $36 trillion and adding another trillion every 90 days. Mm-hmm. I mean, to say it's unsustainable, I know it's an overly used word, but I think it's the best way to describe it. If we don't tackle that tiger, I think it's going to be like a Mad Max future when it gets, you know, 50, 60 trillion. And there's no way to, I'm thinking it's, you know, it might take 100 years to bring it down. If the goal was to bring it to zero and really, you know, stood shoulder to shoulder as a country and said, okay, we've got to tackle this. We've got to start paying it down. You've got to cut expenses. Or the other way is to grow your way out of it. I don't think you can grow your way out of it just completely. I think you've got to do all of these things because the number's too big. Mm-hmm. So, you know, GDP came in. Let me do a couple of these. I'll get back to what we were saying. But the GDP came in for the first quarter, first negative number since 2022. And, Tommy, when you and I were undergrads, you got two negative GDP quarters, and you called it a recession. That's it. Mm-hmm. Now, the definition has separated itself from the old ways that you and I learned what a recession was. But it's what drove it to negative territory was interesting. It was the talk about the tariffs, and all of us, meaning Americans, started buying stuff in record amounts from overseas. So the gross domestic product, GDP, is for goods and services that are produced within the country. What if you buy a BMW from out of the country? Well, that subtracts from GDP. So if you had enough subtractions, it's going to drive your own numbers down and eventually go below zero and hit a negative. So it was the car sales hit a four-year high. And we bought so damn much coming over, so that had to be explained. At first, when I heard the soundbite last week that GDP was negative, it's like, oh, they were expecting some reductions in economic activity for the first quarter. Last year was up 2.4%, a decent number. I'd rather it be higher, but that's what we got. Mm-hmm. And then when economists were talking about, well, the first quarter might be a challenge, well, that was when new administration was talking about tariffs back then, and that was the result. So, you know, consumer spending was ahead of expectations, and it just goes back to what I was saying, that we bought a lot of stuff trying to get ahead of the price changes that were expected within the tariffs. So back to kind of discussing all these tariffs, what has Wall Street done? Well, when April 2nd kicked in and he was really, really leaning into them, the first quarter was a conversation about tariffs and just nibbling around. But at April 2nd, I think a lot of people have a tattoo of that date on there, put someplace on them, saying, boy, when that really kicked in and the markets didn't like that. Well, just about 1 month. Okay, so bring it to today. The S&P has recovered all of the sell-off. So Wall Street has gotten a handle on this, and I think the smart money, that I would call them that, is they're getting their hands around it and realizing it's an economic tool, and I don't think it's going to stay around for long at all. And I think when the complicated part, which it's hard to discuss quickly, is when all these tariffs go in, they get complicated. You've got parts or things that you would buy from other countries that, you know, some parts of whatever, let's say a cell phone, you got some parts that are made in one country, you got some other parts that are possibly made in another country, you got the phone being assembled yet in a third country before it comes over here. So to put all that together in the proper construct where the tariffs are, that's what gets busy and that's what gets difficult. But it's I think it's just been a tool
China's been accused, at least, of taking advantage of us in a number of ways. Anything from, you know, copyright infringements and stealing secrets, and I don't know what extent that's true, but it seems like all the people that do a lot of trade with them accuse them of that, and they manipulate their currency to their advantage. So I know for a fact that China's in bad shape right now. They're in a recession, and they have been, and this is going to – they're sitting up straight when container ship after container ship has either been turned around or it's just sitting out there with goods coming in, but they can't sell them. So their whole economy is built to do that, is to make everything you can, everything under the sun, and sell it as much as you can. Of course, they sell us the stuff. How many times have you looked at something and it says made in China? Mm-hmm. That's okay. But they, of course, get the money, and then they could reinvest that money in ways that would benefit their economy. But I think they're having a hard time, and most of the modern economies right now across the world are having a bad time. Germany, the fourth largest economy, is basically in recession. Japan has been in recession for 25 years because they have the highest, talk about debt to GDP ratio, it's probably 250%. So, you know, all these countries are having a lot of trouble, and we're still here with relatively low interest rates, and we complain about the financing rate. I was just speaking to somebody in Russia over email, and he works in a financial institution. He works at a credit union. So, what's a loan? He said 33%. That's how they're dealing with all that's going on over there, plus the inflation that was going over there. So I said, well, how many loans are you making at 33%? Well, not very many. You know, so all of it, they're in way worse shape than we are. Mm-hmm. And it's just like we continue to be the largest economy, and there's a lot of reason for that. And that's where how I would be explaining to whatever it's worth, as far as what these tariffs are doing. They're waking up a lot of countries to the trade deals. And I don't think the typical career minded politician, none of them would tackle these targets. None of them. None of them are going to talk about the budget deficit. Newt Gingrich is the only one that keeps saying, oh, we balanced the budget for 4 years back in the Clinton administration, and we thought we had something going, and then it fell off that wagon, and we've just been increasing the number ever since. But it would get to a point, if we have some economists on to say, okay, how do you get this budget deficit down? They'll tell you it's only a couple of ways to do it. Either you print a bunch of money, we know what that's going to turn out like, and you just start paying it down, that's not going to work. You grow your way out of it. We can't grow that fast. The number, I think, is too big. Or you really have austerity measures, the likes of which there'd be riots in the street if you said, okay, we're going to cut down, you know, regardless. There's no safe haven. Social Security could be touched, Medicare, all the big ticket items, all the things that are the largest parts contributing to the deficit. If you're going to pull back on those, I don't think that would end well. So, okay, well, then what happens? Well, you kick the can down the road, and by the time you catch up to it, it's a bigger can.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Complicated stuff, but you did a good job of explaining it. I appreciate it. Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. He'll be back Friday when we help you manage your money. 7:54, 6 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credits stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.